With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal cohabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for almost the past two decades. We must be vegetarian and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a compilation of various lectures that Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken on the topic of environmentalism and her wise advice to ensure the survival of our world.
不可思议，白天万劫就找到一个星球，而且那么茂盛，已经长东西，已经人可以住了，这个是好久好久的那种结果，工作的才可以变成一个那么漂亮的星球。那我们已经住在这边的话，我们可以美化我们的世界，我们可以工作，不过也可以修行。为什么要修行呢？ 因为我们如果不修行，我们没有找到总开关，那我们很多问题不知道怎么解决，解决不完美。我们这个世界啊，现在比以前好多，就是因为我们很多那个时代啊，有很多人修行了，所以我们的世界才没有变成那个完全黑暗。不过我们的世界也没有变成完全理想的，都是因为我们啊。 不管多好，不管多聪明，多有天才，我们就用一部分我们的智慧而已。如果我们在总部那边用的话，那全部智慧都是我们的。然后我们做什么都好。Just
now somebody in Paris just told me that scientifically proven already that if a group of person or people think in some way, then they also influence the other group or other much more people to think in the same way. So that's how our world changes. Doesn't matter how small we are, we keep thinking, doing and acting and living positive way, and then things will change. So I just want to thank you for being so positive and helpful to this world. Yeah. So by being positive and acting positive and thinking positive, we really influence the world, no? Oh, suddenly so many countries ban smoking almost the same time. And now ban advertising for alcohol. And who knows, maybe meet next. Yeah. We have a short time to save this planet. Really, it's like that. You know, many governments are alarmed about it, but they're not doing much about it. That's the problem. Because of money, because industry, you know, because business. But I don't know, it's crazy to think of money when the world is going to be kaput. How are you going to be alive to spend your money, whatever business or how many millions you have? Yeah? So many disasters already, like Katrina or tsunami, and now in Malaysia. The worst ever in 100 years. Stripped the whole country. I already tell them to send some help over there and some money also.
We only do what we can, but that's nothing compared to the damage, you know? And if it continue like this, don't blame God. Disaster mostly are man-made, you know? We pollute the earth and we pollute the atmosphere and we change the weather and we make everything go on topsy-turvy and semi. So really, we don't have much time if we really want to save the planet. You want to save your life, you want to save the planet. Go green, you know, be less pollution. Go with the community transportation, bus or, you know, tram, underground train, yeah. Or boat, train, whatever, you know, community. Save pollution, eh? I also have the electric car, you know, less pollution. Produce very little, let's say 100% non-pollution. I do what I can. And at home I use not this kind of box, but the economy box. Very light, very bright, but very little. For example, you use only 11 watts, but it's comparable to 60 watts. You know? How much you save? The energy for the world, yeah? For pollution and everything, yeah? Because it takes a lot of things to make electricity, you understand? It's not just money, eh? Money you can pay, but it's about pollution for the world, see? So I say whatever I can, eh? And we don't go out that often. I don't go often every day. Just one person come out, and we use the smallest car possible. It's also like Toyota Prius, you know? Yeah, a small one, a sedan one. Four-seated small one. You go for shopping, yeah? It's very cheap. Yeah, it costs about 15,000 euros or something like that. It's not expensive, really. So we use a very minimum, you know, energy. Actually, we can save energy in many ways, huh? We don't need to always shower and wash. You know, we have those, you know, the wet towel? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a very nice scented. It's not scented either, you know. You can always wipe yourself, you know, in retreat or something like that. It's very refreshing. And save lots of energy, or you use a kitchen towel and wet it, damp your towel, huh? And just wash yourself, dry clean, you know? Or you just run around and sweat a lot and come home and dry it. It's also a kind of liquid one, a wet one, right? Yeah, anyway, it's okay. And where I live, it's not that cold, so they don't put the fire on. But if they put fire on before, we cook with the fire, you know? Like the chimney. You know the one you buy from the shop? It's like a box like this, yeah? And they have a chimney and you install it yourself. So the oven will become hot on top, you know? There's a top, iron top. Then you cook everything on it too. Well, we used to do that. So while you're heating, you're also cooking. You see what I mean? They save a lot of energy. And in my house, everything is economy. And we don't use the oven. Only at night a little bit, and then we go to bed. Yeah, and we can go a group meditation together in one car, or come back home in one car, and nearby you drop each other, yeah, and drop here, drop there, yeah. Anyway, the world is getting better, I hope, except for the pollution, for the glacial warming, melting, and global warming. Mm-hmm. That, I know, we have to do something, at least us, nah? Okay? Buy a car, electronic or whatever, or go together, do what you can, go by bus, go by train, yeah. Change the light or something like that, okay? Not because of money, because of the energy of the world, because we are using much more than we can produce, yeah? And we're using a lot of substance from the earth. We don't reproduce it anymore. We don't reproduce quick enough, yeah. And even Christmas trees, they cut billions of them every year. This is incredible. There's no need for that. But of course, if every year they want to buy a real Christmas tree, and if they buy it in a pot, for example, you live in a flat like that, if every year you buy one, you have nowhere to plant. So they have to cut it and sell it to you. You know, if you don't buy it, you just buy artificial tree, it's fine. And why not, yeah? You buy one pot, only now and again, don't buy too many pots. I don't think your yard is big enough. Your yard is so small. So of course the people who live in the city, they don't want to buy potted
Christmas tree because they don't know where to plant. Well, they can go and plant in the forest, you know, or plant in the park somewhere, you know. There are some places people can plant trees, yeah? Mm-hmm. One tree at a time, and then we will never have oxygen shortage, no? Mm-hmm. Also, tree attract rain and keep the soil, yeah, and stop the erosion, and give oxygen, and give shade, and give home to the environmental forest friends, you know, mm-hmm. animals, yeah. Which in turn also keep our planet going in a good ecological way. Yeah?
Yeah.
At least you are trying your best in different way. They say if one person eat vegetarian, they cut the pollution in half. Better than driving the Toyota Prius even. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So why don't we do both, you know? Vegetarian and also driving Toyota Prius. You are real big soldier. You are real hero. Yeah? You stop the cruelty war, yeah? That's going on every day on your table. Yeah? Now you cut that off. Yeah? No more war with the animals. That's how many million, do you understand?
Mm.
If you continue eating, how many 100,000 chicken that you would have been consumed up to now? Yeah, how many beef will you suffer? Understand me? And then how much more damage we would have done to the environment because of that, you see? Because of the raising cattle,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and chickens farming, and yeah. pigs and all that stuff. It consumes a lot of the earth resources, yeah?
Yeah?
So, you are a hero, really, you know? You are the soldiers, and you win the peaceful war without any weapons, yeah? Without even sacrificing anything. You just be more healthy, more happy. Yeah, and more free of bad karma and more free of burden and heavy feeling, yeah? Mm-hmm. And you're more healthy, that's it. You are a good shoulder. You protect the world even, yeah? Protect the animals, but in turn also protect yourself and protect the world, yeah? The environment. So you are the greenest of all the green. It's no wonder that sometimes we think positive and we want something positive. And it will change, you know. So right now we have to concentrate all together within the same direction. The world has to conserve the energy, yeah? The world has to be saved, you know? We don't have much time, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because according to report, the ice is melting a lot now, 40% already. Mm-hmm. If it continues like this, your children might suffer. Maybe not many people, millions, yeah? So anyway, we have to think, you know, we have to conserve energy and everybody and the government have to chip in, have to do something. Mm-hmm. They cannot just sit there and waiting for things to happen. Because it might happen if we don't do anything mm-hmm. about it.
Some people say the end of the human beings is very soon, it's several years.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think about it?
We try our best to beautify the world if it's still fit to live, if it's still God's will. But if it's not, it's fine, it's fine. Whatever it is, it's fine. We could prevent the end of the world if it should be. If they cooperate, if the world people meditate more on God and beautify the atmosphere of our earth, then even if there should be the end of the world, it would be postponed. Or it would be none, all right? Mm. So we are doing our best to help if we can.
Blessed viewers, we appreciate your company today on Between Master and Disciples. More positive programming coming up next after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May divine love fill your life with wisdom and happiness.